gene off that genome. They just need to get a new gene with a vehicle that would take it there into the genome. You know, I'm not even sure they need to get it to the ninth chromosome where the FA gene is. If they get it anywhere in the genome, my thought, we'll find out from Dave and Sue, is that that gene gets expressed. So here's the real, here's the guts of the story. So about a year ago, maybe 14 months ago, we hear from our wonderful investigator in Strasbourg, France, Helen Puccio. Won't be with us today, but she was at, if any of you saw the symposium, and some of you were there, down in Tampa at the Energy Ball last year in September, you saw Helen Puccio give the data from her gene therapy experiments. Helen Puccio, first of all, is the woman who was primarily responsible for our animal models. She's the one who did the work to give us mouse models. And she now has a heart mouse model and a nerve heart mouse model. And she can do experiments that, you know, okay, this drug might work in the heart, this drug might work in the nerves. She chose the heart model to try her gene therapy approach. She had identified gene therapy viral vector. It's a virus that's been denuded. You take the harmful aspects, basically take the nucleus of that virus out, and the genes out, and replace it with healthy genes, including a healthy FA gene, and let that virus do its thing. Its thing's still a virus, so it's going to go to most of the cells in your body. She took that viral vector that she got from a gentleman at the University of Pennsylvania named Jim Wilson, the real guru of gene therapy for the last 30 years. And she did her work with a healthy FA gene. She said, I'm going to start with my heart model, heart mouse model. The heart mouse is so fragile, it only lives about 11 weeks. It develops severe cardiomyopathy and dies in about 11 weeks. She said, symptoms don't really begin until about the third week. Let me see how I do if I inject this virus vector with healthy gene into the heart at 3 weeks. She did that, injected the mouse at 3 weeks. It lived 11 weeks. It lived 15 weeks. It lived 25 weeks. I forget if it was at the 50th week or whenever it was that she sacrificed the mice to see what was up. No symptoms, no heart symptoms. She said, wow, I can do that if I inject early enough, 3 weeks. You follow her line of reasoning, can't you? Okay, what about an existing FA patient? What if I start injecting later when they're already symptomatic? She injected the same mouse model, different mice, of course, at 7 weeks. They're already severely symptomatic. They only had like 4 weeks to live. I injected them into this viral vector with the gene into the heart. They lived 11 weeks, they lived 15 weeks, they lived 25 weeks, and whatever the cutoff point she chose, sacrificed the mice, heart cured. No more symptoms. So guess what? She called us. All with FARA funding and some of her own institutional funding. So I'll never forget driving in the car with Rachel and got the call from Ellen, and we pulled over the side of the road. And I heard all that good news, and then Jen Farmer and I sat down together and decided obviously we'd do everything we could do to help this fine investigator. Cut the chase, Jen Farmer's got the lead on this now. She is all over this gene therapy stuff. She was on the phone an hour ago with Ellen Puccio again. She's been meeting in New York City with a team from Cornell, people from Ellen's team in France, Dr. Jim Wilson at the University of Pennsylvania, and we will be talking with large venture capital people on Monday, whom we believe to be keenly interested in this program. We know that there are pharmaceutical companies that have already approached us and Ellen. These are companies we've all heard of. And let me conclude by saying that when Ellen came to Philadelphia just last year in the springtime to give her data publicly for the first time at a genetics conference, and then right after the genetics conference, we convened our scientific advisory board there in Philadelphia and had Ellen brief our best scientists, and we had drug company people in the room, and sitting right up front, right in front of the podium, was Dr. Jim Wilson of the University of Pennsylvania, the world's guru in gene therapy. Ellen gives her presentation with slides showing the 3-week mouse, the 7-week mouse, how symptoms were cured in the 7-week mouse, and symptoms never occurred in the 3-week mouse. Jim Wilson was the first one to raise his hand. And I'll try to say this without getting choked up again, but he said, turned around to our scientific advisors, he said, I've been in the gene therapy business for 30 years. He said, these are the single most compelling data I have ever seen in gene therapy in an animal model. I want to help. About a month later, he came to the meeting of FARA's strategic planning committee, stood up in front of us and said the exact same thing. He said, I've got my own company. It's called Regenex. I know a lot of people in this business. I not only want myself to help, I want my company to help. I want to get you from the bench to the bedside. And so he is a member of our team. He's helping us contact venture capitalists. He's working directly. Jen is already meeting with him in New York City and in Philadelphia. So we hope to set the land speed record for taking something as distant sounding as gene therapy in FA to preclinical and clinical aspects in record time. So
thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
So we've got wonderful near-term news. I think 743 has a very good prospect of becoming our first approval. We've got very good midterm news. I think the HDAC inhibitor is showing signs of being a really solid shot on that goal of getting more frataxin protein expressed naturally. And we couldn't be better off in our long-term prospect of gene therapy. I can't think of another disease that has a better shot with more advantages at gene therapy than ours. So, John.
Dr. Puccio had like another step to go with either larger animals or maybe the nerve mouse.
It was the nerve mouse. She's doing those experiments now, because that was the other thing Jim Wilson said to her. He says, best data I've ever seen in an animal model for gene therapy. That was your heart model. Please start right away on your neuronal model. And the other thing he said to do, and you're probably thinking of this too, because I know we've talked about this before, is you need to do your dose finding experiment. Because you, with the gene therapy, you're of course worried about getting too much, and clogging up the works entirely, becoming toxic. So he said, do your neuronal mouse study. She's doing that now. And start doing dose finding. And there's only a certain amount you can extrapolate from a mouse model. So as Jim Wilson would admit, eventually you're going to have to go to people. And you probably start very low dose so you don't go above the tolerated levels. But very good question. So so any other questions about any of that? I know it's a ton.